Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman withholds documentation of cognitive test. By Spencer Lindquist on September 16, 2022. Pennsylvania Democrat Senate candidate John Fetterman claims to have taken a cognitive test but has not provided documentation of his results to the media. An article from The Inquirer explains that Fetterman's campaign claims that the candidate for the United States Senate in Pennsylvania has taken a cognitive test, the results of which allegedly reveal that his brain is functioning normally for an adult of his age. The Philadelphia Inquirer did not, however, receive any documentation of the results of his cognitive test. Nor did they inform the media who administered and scored the test. The article explains that the Fetterman campaign did not provide any documentation of the results, or make available to the media the speech therapist who administered the tests. The cognitive assessment of the Democrat candidate comes after he suffered from a stroke in May. The issue of Fetterman's health has come to the forefront of the race as the candidate has had difficulty delivering speeches. The decision to take a cognitive test came shortly after John Fetterman agreed to debate Republican Senate candidate Mehmet Oz. Fetterman remarked in a statement, "We're absolutely going to debate Dr. Oz," going on to say it has simply only ever been about addressing some of the lingering issues of my stroke, the auditory processing, and we're going to be able to work that out. The Oz campaign recently called the legitimacy of Fetterman's cognitive test results into question. Campaign strategist Barney Keller said in a statement, "How can anyone glean anything from a quote in the New York Times story provided by a campaign spokesman about what a doctor said to somebody else? They didn't provide the copies of the scores or medical records," he said, before going on to remark, "They won't provide media access to Fetterman's doctor." Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.